Theory of alphabet origins in Syria gains traction. The roots of alphabetic writing may stretch back much further than previously believed. Evidence unearthed at the ancient site of El-Mara in northwestern Syria suggests that the alphabet's development might have begun around 2300 BC, 500 years earlier than current theories propose. This theory, led by Johns Hopkins archaeologist Glenn Schwartz and presented at the annual meeting of the American Society of Overseas Research this week, has the potential to transform our understanding of how, when, and where the alphabet was invented. Prevailing alphabet origins theory. So far, most scholars have believed that the first alphabet originated around 1800 BC in Egypt, where Semitic-speaking populations adapted portions of the Egyptian hieroglyphic system. These early forms of writing would evolve into the systems used across the Middle East and, eventually, Western Europe. However, the small clay cylinders discovered by Schwartz and his team challenged this timeline, raising questions about the alphabet's birthplace and initial purpose. The Armenian alphabet, a vision from God. The A to Z of alphabet origins in the most ancient written languages. A revolutionary find at El-Mara. During excavations at El-Mara in 2004, Schwartz's team found four small, cylindrical clay objects in a tomb dating back to the early Bronze Age, writes a Johns Hopkins University report. Measuring about the size of a finger, these cylinders featured inscriptions that bore striking similarities to early alphabetic symbols. Found near pottery vessels in the tomb, Schwartz speculates the objects may have been used as tags to identify contents or ownership, hinting at their potential use in administrative tasks, according to the report. Unlike cuneiform or hieroglyphic writing systems, which were complex and limited to elite scribes, the alphabet allowed a broader segment of society to record information and communicate, Schwartz explained. This democratization of writing laid the groundwork for the widespread use of written language in commerce, governance, and daily life. The significance of the site itself adds further intrigue. El-Mara, a mid-sized urban center during the early Bronze Age, contained elite tombs, rich in grave goods such as jewelry and weapons. The preservation of the clay cylinders and other artifacts offers valuable insights into the technological and social developments of the time. Vice script invented in the 1800s sheds light on the development of writing. An 8,000-year-old slab holds the oldest writing ever discovered. Or does it? Changing perspectives on the alphabet's origins. The discovery of the clay cylinders, predating the Egyptian origin theory of the alphabet, has sparked debate among scholars. While Schwartz acknowledges the skepticism surrounding his findings, he notes that the inscriptions differ significantly from cuneiform, the dominant writing system of the era, and more closely resemble early Semitic writing. Alice Mandel, an expert in early Semitic languages, and Christopher Rolston, a prominent epigrapher, have both expressed support for the idea that these cylinders represent a form of alphabetic writing. Rolston described the discovery as a potential game changer, emphasizing its implications for the history of communication and cultural exchange in the ancient Near East. Radiocarbon dating has confirmed the age of the artifacts, but deciphering their exact meaning remains elusive. Schwartz suspects the symbols might indicate names or descriptions of goods, but the broader cultural significance of the inscriptions will require further study. Implications for the history of writing. If confirmed as the oldest alphabetic inscriptions, the El-Mara cylinders could revolutionize our understanding of early communication technologies. Unlike earlier writing systems, which relied on extensive training and vast repertoires of symbols, alphabetic writing simplified the process. A limited set of characters could represent sounds, enabling the creation of countless words and ideas. Alphabetic writing reflects a shift in how societies communicated and thought, Schwartz remarked, according to a La Brujula Verde report. By making writing accessible to more people, it fostered new forms of record-keeping and cultural expression. While further research is needed to fully understand these inscriptions, Schwartz's findings challenge long-held assumptions about the origins of the alphabet. Could the earliest alphabet have emerged not in Egypt, but in Syria or elsewhere in the Near East? The implications extend beyond linguistics, offering insights into how ancient societies shared ideas, managed resources, and shaped their identities. By Gary Manners.